In just a couple of days, in fact, let's see, this is Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I can count that on one hand. 4 days from now, Saturday, February 21st, when the Detroit Tigers, I think I said the 21st, the 22nd, when the Detroit Tigers officially play a first broadcast spring training game, you'll hear the coverage starting at 1 o'clock on your home for Detroit Tigers baseball for now a 53rd consecutive year, 790 News Radio WSJW, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, as spring training goes along, lots of great spring training stories coming out of Lakeland, Florida and Joker Marchant Stadium. And we're talking about some of those stories. I know you talked some spring training stuff yesterday, Pat.
Yes, we did.
There's a great story. I'm not don't have a lot of it today, but there's a great story coming out about how Miguel Cabrera has showed up in camp about 25 pounds lighter.
Uh-huh.
As he says his goal is to finish out the season injury-free. He says he's got things to prove. All right, Miguel, let's see what you got.
Yeah, well, let's see it.
One of the fun stories, and this is, I saw this in the Freep online from Jeff Seidel, one of the columnists who follows the Tigers.
Yeah, does a good job.
It has to do with Alex Wilson, pitcher, who has rejoined the Tigers on a minor league contract. He pitched for the Tigers, might remember, from 2015 to 2018, appeared in 246 games. He's only 33 years old. I'd say he was serviceable.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't spectacular.
No.
Wasn't lousy. He could fill a role.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have a contract, so... I guess during the offseason, he contacted the Tigers, say, hey, just, you know, give me a chance. I'll show up, give me a minor league contract, see what I can do. Maybe I can prove myself. Well, Alex Wilson has shown up to spring training, and he's staying in a 42-foot fifth wheel camper right outside of Joker Marchant Stadium, parked there in the parking lot. Can't miss him, as Jeff Seidel says. He says, Jeff writes this, he says, I hesitate to use the term camper because that invokes like driving up north and maybe sleeping in a tent next to a fire pit, battling mosquitoes. This is not what Alex Wilson is doing. As Alex Wilson says, I'm driving a luxury studio apartment, a full-size refrigerator, several TVs, and three king-sized beds.
Whoa. Whoa.
Really? That thing must be packed.
We have a picture that you can access on our online site at WSJW.com if you want to see this thing. Wilson says, literally, I've parked it right outside the fenced area. You can't miss it. I'm the one with the barbecue pit behind it. In fact, several guys have come over and we're hanging out a little bit. And I can imagine.
Yeah, I bet, right.
Some of those guys are probably hanging out, especially the rookies.
You have nowhere to stay.
It took Wilson 17 hours to pull this thing from Texas, although he says, I'm saving a lot of money. He says, I'm used to paying $4,000 to $6,000 in rent per month. Well, yeah, well, a couple of months, but he's only paying $350 a month for the space, and he says the city of Lakeland is allowing me to hook up to their electricity. So those several TVs, apparently he's doing on their dime. So he's going to stay there during spring training. He's hoping to make the team after that. He says it's still going to come in handy. He says, my kids are now in school, so my family's not with me here in spring training full time. And I decided to do this, and it's something that as a family we want to do. We're going to be taking trips in it now.
Well, you better.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you made that kind of investment, yes.
That's exactly right. The only downside, according to Wilson, was, now this is the second week. This is from the first week of spring training, because remember they reported last week. Apparently during the first week of spring training, there was a circus in town, and they were using the same parking lot. Wilson says, it got pretty noisy at night.
Yeah,
<he did. laughs> Didn't say anything about the olfactory possibilities, but
right.
Yeah. Imagine that, though. So pretty creative. It is. I've seen a picture of it. It's pretty healthy. Well, you can imagine, for 42 feet of, it's one of those that it's not just a straight up and down trailer. It has the expansion sides and things like
right.
that pull out and things like that.
I was wondering how they got three king-size beds in there.
I mean, three king-size beds. Most people don't have one in their home.
How much is he paying for rent, did he say? Or that he $6,000?
Well, that's what he was used to paying.
Yeah.
He said he used to pay $4,000 to $6,000 in rent there per month. What was he renting?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Now, of course, if he had the family, Maybe he had to rent like a house or something that, you know. I'm speculating. I don't know this. I'm saying, but if that were the case or something, maybe that some people were taking advantage of the possibility of saying, well, you need a home here. I'm going to rent it to you and you're going to pay for it. I don't know that. I'm just saying. But now he says he's paying $350 a month. And again, he's hooking up to Lakeland's electricity. So.
Hope he gets free wireless service at that rate. That's a lot just to park that 42-footer.
Well, you figure if he's only going to be there for a couple of months, you know, you're figuring it's only February and March. Because if he makes the team, the season starts in March.
Right, and that's that.
Yeah, that's that. So who knows?
He's not going to bring the camper up to Michigan. Okay. He's going to have to, right?
Well, park it outside of Comerica Park.
The days off the family has, they could be heading north.
Well, they live in Texas, so my guess is he's going back there. And if he makes the team, he'll find accommodations a little different. But that's just one of the fun stories coming out of spring training. It evokes memories, as Jeff Seidel writes. Remember a couple of years ago when Daniel Norris was a rookie?
Yeah.
And he was living in his van?
Yes, right. Yeah. So it's a bit of an upgrade.
Well, Wilson says, I remember that. He says, my rig is like four of his vans, and it's high-end.
Nice.
So, again, when it comes to baseball spring training, some of the fun stories that occur for our Detroit Tigers. Well, we wish Alex Wilson luck. Don't know if he's going to be on the Major League roster when they go north, but, hey, at least he's enjoying some fine accommodations.